Everybody,
good morning.
Brothers and sisters, how are you?
今天我们要分享的题目是从上头而来的权柄。
The topic today is the anticipation of gracious calling authority from above.
权柄这件事情在大家的经验里面我想都会有一些的。
Authority, we all have the experience of authority in our experience.
从小有父母的权柄在我们身上。
We all have experienced the authority of our parents.
他说不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
They told us not to do this and not to do that.
等到长大一点，到学校，老师也说不可以这个，不可以那个。
When we grew up, when we went to school, teacher told us not to do this and not to do that.
再长大一点，到社会上，警察说不可以这个，不可以那个。
When we start working, the police tell us not to do this and not to do that.
所以我们对权柄的经验里面多半不是很愉快的。
And most of the time, we don't really have a pleasant experience in terms of the authority.
好像权柄是一种压力压在我们身上。
Authority, it feels like a pressure on us.
当我们开始认识耶稣基督的时候，才发现有一个绝对的权柄在我们的前面。
When we start to know Jesus, then we realize there's an absolute authority in front of us.
所以我们更对这个绝对的权柄就有更强烈的一个反对的感受。
So we have a stronger feeling about this absolute authority.
因为我们是根据过去对权柄的经验，我们把这个经验也拿来放在对耶稣这个绝对权柄来对待他。
We base our experience of authority and then apply the same thing to the authority from Jesus.
其实我们并不是真正认识绝对的权柄。如果它是一个好的权柄的话，其实绝对的权柄是对我们最大的好处。
But we really don't understand the absolute authority. If we really know it, it has the best benefit for us.
绝对的权柄会带来很大很大的福气、平安跟喜乐的。
The absolute authority will bring the utmost joy, pleasure, and happiness.
今天我们要来看主耶稣的权柄，借着今天的圣经呢，我们来看它显明在一些的事情上。
Well, through the Bible scripture, we'll see Jesus' authority and how they reveal.
马可福音第十一章第一节。耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法其和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒。
Mark chapter 11 verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples.
对他们说，你们往对面的村子里去，一进去的时候必看见一批驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。
Verse 2, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here.
若有人对你们说，为什么做这事，你们就说，主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。
If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Tell him, the Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.
主耶稣已经结束了他三年的门徒训练，现在是他最后一站，他要进入耶路撒冷。
Our Lord has concluded his 3 years of disciple training, and this is his last stop, and he's about to enter Jerusalem.
在要进入耶路撒冷之前呢，有一个小村庄叫做伯大尼，那旁边是一个橄榄山。他现在已经走到这个伯大尼这个地方，要准备要不久就要进入耶路撒冷了。
Before entering Jerusalem, there's a small town called Bethany, right next to the Mount of Olives, and he's ready to enter the Jerusalem.
这一个最后的一个礼拜呢，耶稣呢就是住在伯大尼、马大、玛利亚和拉撒路的家。
This last week, he's staying at Bethany at the home of
Martha.
Martha and Maria and
Lazarus.
Lazarus.
Okay. 第四节，他们去 聊便看见一批驴驹拴在门外街道上，就把它解开。
Verse 4, they went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway, as they untied it.
在那里站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么？
Some people standing there asked, what are you doing untying that colt?
门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那些人就任凭他们牵去了。
They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go.
在这里我们看见耶稣的权柄呢，在人的身上显出来了。
We see that the authority of Jesus is revealed in human.
在这些顺服他的人的身上就显明出来了。
Those people who are obedient to Jesus and they reveal.
因为耶稣还没有进入耶路撒冷的时候，他叫他的门徒说：“你到那个村庄，那边有一批驴驹在那里拴在那里，你把它牵来。如果人家问你说你为什么要牵，你说主要用它，他们就让你牵过来。”
Before they go, Jesus told the disciple to go to that village and you will see a colt and tie and bring it to here. If people ask you, just tell them that Jesus has a need for it and then let them go.
如果今天聚会完了以后呢，您到那个 Spectrum 的那个 center 去啊，你去这边找停车场找一部 Cadillac 啊，跟那个主人说我们的牧师要用它，我要把你开走。
After the worship today, if you go to Spectrum and go to find a Cadillac and tell the owner of that car, said that our pastor needs to use it.
等一下 Irvine 的那个监狱里面就多了两个人。
And then there will be two more persons in the Irvine jail, the jail of Irvine City of Irvine.
一个是傻子，一个是骗子。
One is an idiot, the other one is a
cheater.
你
想想看，我的权柄能不能临到那个开卡迪拉克的人的身上呢？
You see, if I have the authority over the person who owns the Cadillac.
从这里我们就看见耶稣的权柄在那个顺服他的人的身上，他临到了他们。
So from here we can see that the Jesus' authority will reveal on those people who are obedient to him.
第七节，他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。
Verse 7, when they brought the coat to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it.
你们看出耶稣的权柄吗？
Can you see the authority of Jesus?
他的权柄在哪里？你们看到了没有？
Where is his authority? Can you see it?
我要问一下大家，在我们当中，你骑过马的，你请你举手一下，骑过马的。
I'd like to ask those people who have ridden a horse before, please raise your hand.
好，谢谢。你骑过驴子的人举手一下。
Please raise your hand if you ever ridden on a donkey.
哦，有只有一个人骑过驴子啊。
Only one.
那不错。你有没有骑过从来没有骑第一？你是第一个爬到那个驴子上面骑的那个？你有没有这样经验
？Have you ever been the first one to ride on that donkey?
而且是你是跟那个驴子呢？你是他的，你是一个陌生人，他从来不认识你，你就爬到他上面去坐。
And you're a stranger to that donkey, and you just climb up and ride on that donkey.
我们知道这个动物啊，是不愿意被人爬到它上面去骑的。
We know animal doesn't like people to climb on top of them and ride on them.
在 Tucson 每年都有一个叫做 rodeo， 就是牛仔的大赛。
There's a rodeo contest in Tucson every year.
其中有一个比赛呢，就是从来没有骑过的马呢，那让那个牛仔站在上面，一放出去以后，他就在那边算谁能够拿一个牛仔能够在那个马的上面待越久的，就是冠军。
It's a contest that there's a for people to ride on the horse that's never been trained, and whoever can ride on that horse and stay on that horse the longest will win.
平均最高的大概能够停在那边大概七秒钟。
The average time that people can stay on that horse is only 7 seconds.
因为那个从来没有被骑过的那个马发现了。一放出去的时候，发现上面有一个人啊，他就想尽办法一直跳，一直跳，一定要把那个人把他弹掉。
For those horses that had never been ridden before, whenever people climb up on and riding on them, they will try to jump up and down to shake the people off.
这匹驴子是从来没有人骑过的。
This colt has never been ridden before.
耶稣对他来讲是一个陌生人，耶稣不是这个驴子的主人。
Jesus is a stranger to him, and it's not his master.
结果他们把驴子一牵来，衣服一放上去，耶稣就上去坐在上面了。
They brought a colt here and put the cloak on it, and then Jesus ride on it.
耶稣的权柄也可以临到动物的身上。
Jesus' authority can show up in the animal also.
现在科学这么进步，人类觉得很自傲啊，但是我们连一只蚊子啊，我们都管不住的。
In today's technology, that we can't really control everything.
所以耶稣的权柄可以临到那些顺服他的人，耶稣的权柄也可以临到动物的身上。
Jesus' authority can show up in those who are obedient to him and also can show up in the animals.
我们再来看看耶稣的权柄可以临到哪些事情。第八节，有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。
Verse 8, many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields.
这是一个要往耶路撒冷城进去的那条路上。
This is a road to the Jerusalem.
前行后随的人都喊着说，何善那，奉主名来的，是应当称颂的。
Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上，何善那。
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.
你可以看到现在一个图画，耶稣就坐在这个驴子的上面，一步一步的往这个耶路撒冷进去。
You can see the picture that Jesus is riding on the colt and then marching along toward the Jerusalem.
但是却发现耶路撒冷许多的人都出来来迎接他。
You can see a lot of people coming to greet him.
耶稣的权柄临到什么样的事情呢？
What kind of things that Jesus' authority will reveal on?
我们要借着旧约才能够明白耶稣的权柄临到了什么事情。
We can understand through the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚书是耶稣西元前五百年，也就是耶稣还没有来之前五百年呢，撒迦利亚书已经写成了。
Zechariah was written 500 years before Jesus.
在里面写到，锡安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, daughter of Jerusalem, see our king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
耶稣的权柄也临到了圣经的预言。
Jesus' authority also shows up in the prophecy in the Bible.
他的权柄能够让圣经的预言成为应验，并且让预言成全了。
His authority can cause the prophecy in the Bible to be fulfilled.
明年的一月，在白宫的前面，你可以看到总统的当选人，看看他是不是骑着驴子进白宫。
January next year, you will see the president, the new president, to see if he's coming in town, riding on a colt.
所以耶稣的权柄不但临到那些顺服他的人，也临到动物，也临到圣经。
So Jesus' authority is not only revealed in those who are obedient to him, but also in animals and in the prophecy in the Bible.
第十一节，耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚， 就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。
Verse 11, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
所以事实上耶稣等于第一次最后一次进入耶路撒冷的第一天他到了耶路撒冷进到城里面的时候天色已经晚了。
So by the time Jesus went to Jerusalem, it was already very late.
但是他来到这一趟的路程里面第一站呢他必须要停留的地方是在圣殿的里面。
The first stop in his journey to Jerusalem is the sacred palace.
而且呢他是进到圣殿里面去那里看了各样的物件就可以看圣殿里面每一样东西他在那里检查每一样的东西。
He's exploring and checking everything in the church.In the temple.
好，第二天他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了。
The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry.
所以第一天的晚上，第一天最后晚上进到耶路撒冷，当天的晚上他又离开到伯大尼去住。第二天的早上呢，又从伯大尼出来，要再回到耶路撒冷。在走的路上呢，耶稣饿了。
The night before they went to Jerusalem, and then they left Jerusalem and went to Bethany and stayed at Bethany. Then the next morning, they left Bethany, and on the road to Jerusalem, Jesus was hungry.
远远地看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么，到了树下，竟找不着什么。不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。
Seeing the distance of fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs.
我在这里需要稍微说明一下无花果这个树。
I need to explain a little bit about the fig tree.
无花果树呢，它一长出叶子的时候呢，它就会有果子在里面的。
The fig tree, as soon as the leaves comes out,there are fruits also.
但是你要仔细的去找，因为那个叫做初熟的果子。
But you have to look very carefully because it's just ripe.
The first fruit.
The first fruit.
那仔细的找的时候，那个初熟的那几颗果子是很少数的，但是呢，那几颗初熟的果子是特别的大的。
There are only very few first fruit, but those first fruit are very big.
所以一有叶子的一定可以找得到初熟的果子。
As soon as the leaves comes out, you should be able to find the first fruit.
等到夏天的末了的时候，就是大批的成熟的时候，那整个树里面就到处都有果子了。
By the end of the summer, when the fig trees are fully ripe, then you can find lots of fruits.
所以耶稣看到那个树有果子的时候，在那里找果子的时候，他找不到。
But Jesus was not able to find any fruit.
因为他要找的是初熟的果子，但是初熟的果子还竟然没有出现。
Because he was trying to find the first fruit, but for some reason the first fruit still didn't come out.
第十四节，耶稣就对树说：“从今以后，永没有人吃你的果子。”他的门徒也听见了。
Verse 14, then he said to the tree.May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard him say it.
第十五节，他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里卖做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there.He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves.
也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。
And would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts.
你记不得前一天晚上他刚刚到达耶路撒冷的时候，已经天都暗了，他还是进入耶路撒冷，进到圣殿，而且到圣殿里面去检查每一样的事情。
You remember the night before when he went to Jerusalem, he still went to the temple and then went into the temple and checked everything.
今天是第二次再一次进入的时候，他不但 进入了圣殿，而且到殿里面呢，发现殿里面呢有做买卖的人，而且有这些兑换银钱的人，还有卖鸽子的人，他们的那些货物呢都放拿到殿的里面来了。
The second time he entered the temple, he saw all kinds of people doing business in the temple. They got their merchandise laying there, and then so.
他兑换银钱的话，是因为人到了圣殿的时候呢，里面呢要做任何的交易的话呢，不能用这个罗马帝国的钱币，必须用犹太人圣殿里面自己所使用的钱币，所以你必须把罗马帝国的钱呢换成圣殿里面能够使用的钱币。
They have the money changers there because when you're doing business in the temple, you cannot use the currency of Roman Empire. You have to change it to the currency used in the temple.
而且那里有献祭的祭物呢，因为他们从远处来的话，不会从原来的家乡带着祭物来，所以到那个地方呢，他们就在那里直接买一些要献祭的祭物。
Because there are people who come from distances, pretty far away, they wouldn't bring the sacrificial animal with them, so they have to go buy the sacrificial animal inside the temple.
但是圣殿的话，它有分外邦人院、以色列人院、祭司院。然后再进去以后才圣所至圣所。Let me go through with it. The court, there is a Gentile court, Israel court, and also priest court, and then the holy place and the holy of the holies. 那所以呢，这些刚才所讲的这些地方呢，都不可以做买卖的。
All these places you're not supposed to do business there.
但是因为要方便，所以有些这些做买卖的人呢，就把他们的生意呢，就挪到了外邦人院的里面来做买卖。
But for their convenience, they moved their place of business to the where the Gentiles supposed to be.
所以耶稣看到这些做买卖的人呢，他就用很强烈的动作呢，把桌子都翻开了，把人都赶出去了，甚至拿着鞭子把这些动物也赶出去。把耶稣的整个的愤怒就在他们面前显露出来。
When Jesus saw people doing business there, he really infuriated, and he drove everybody out, and then also kick out the animals.
过去我们对耶稣的印象好像都是非常温和的，非常慈爱的，所以现在这个图画出现的时候，有很多解经家就非常的惊慌。
Our impression of Jesus was that he was always very gentle, very kind. When this kind of image is showing up in the Bible, and all these people who interpret the Bible, they're really surprised.
如果你们吃饭的时候，不知道有没有人有经验过，有人过来把你的桌子就翻过去，你觉得这个感觉怎么样呢？
I don't know, do you have any experience that when you are having lunch and somebody come toward you and then overturn your table? I don't know, how do you feel?
有的人不愿意把耶稣的整个脸让人家看。
Some people, they don't want to show the whole face of Jesus to people.
主耶稣他有慈爱，但是他也有公义。
Jesus has love, but he also has just.
他有柔软，但是他也有严厉。
He is soft, but he's also stern.
所以呢，就好像有个女人呢，她这边呢有什么疤痕在这里，所以她的头发就留一半，把这个整个半个脸遮起来。
Just like a woman, she may have a scar on her face. She will have let down her hair to cover it.
好像我们的耶稣这一边不能让人家看，不敢让人家看。
It's like one side of the face of our Jesus that we don't want people to see.
这是真正耶稣他的愤怒让人看得出来的。
This is the real anger from Jesus that's shown to people.
接下来耶稣说，教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使他成为贼窝了。
And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers.
为什么这些人会跑到圣殿里面做买卖呢？这些人事实上是跟祭司长啊有利益挂钩的。
Why would these people came to the temple to do business? They have some connection with the priest.
十八节，祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又怕他，因为众人都稀奇他的教训。
Verse 18, the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him. For they fear him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching.
表面上看起来，这个圣殿好像是祭司长他们在掌管的。
On the surface, it looks like the chief priest is controlling the temple.
但是你看见耶稣的权柄现在也临到圣殿了。
But you can see that Jesus' authority is revealed in the temple.
这个圣殿他称为这是我的殿。
Jesus said, "This is my temple."
当天的晚上，耶稣出城去。第十九节。
When the evening came, they went out of the city.
第二天早晨，他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了。
In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots.
彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说：“拉比，请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。”
Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you curse has withered."
记不记得前一天他经过的时候，他肚子饿，在找无花果树的果子，那个出熟果子，他找不到，他说。从今以后，永远没有人再吃你的果子。
Remember, the day before, Jesus was looking for the fruits to eat, but he couldn't find it, and he cursed to the fig tree, said that nobody will ever eat your fruit again.
结果这第二天再回来的时候，彼得就看见那棵树连根都干掉了。
The next day when they returned, Peter saw that the fig tree has withered from the roots.
耶稣会咒诅的。
Jesus can curse.
他的权柄就显明在连植物上面都显明出来了。
Jesus' authority is also revealed in the plant.
所以我们借着这样的过程中，我们会看见主耶稣的权柄显明在第一个是人顺服他的人。
Through these examples, we can see that Jesus' authority is revealed in those who are obedient to him.
第二个看见那个驴子，我们看见耶稣的权柄也可以在动物的身上。
And Jesus' authority was also revealed upon the animal.
耶稣的权柄也可以临到圣经或者圣经的预言。
And it can reveal in the prophecy in the Bible and have the prophecy fulfilled.
耶稣的权柄也临到了圣殿。
His authority was revealed upon the holy temple.
最后，耶稣的权柄也显明在植物的上面。
And finally, Jesus' authority was also revealed upon the plant.
所以，动物、植物、人类，还有圣经，还有圣殿。
The animal, plant, people, the Bible, and the holy temple.
所以，接下来，耶稣就回答说：“二十二节，你们当信服神。”
After that, Jesus said, "You should believe in God.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God."
Okay, 对不起。耶稣回答他们的时候，是因为彼得说：“哎呀，你看，你所咒诅的那个无花果树，现在连根都枯掉了。”
Jesus says, "Because the Peter said the fig tree that you cursed."Has withered even from the roots.
所以耶稣就说，你们当信服神。
So Jesus said, "You should have faith in God."
因为彼得在说那句话的时候，好像是一个很惊讶的一件事情，说，哎呀，真的，你昨天才咒诅的那个，现在干掉了。
When Peter was saying that, he sounded very surprised because he said, like, the tree that you cursed yesterday. Withered today.
所以耶稣说， 你应当信服神。
So Jesus answered, you should have faith in God.
实际上我们看见耶稣进入耶路撒冷的这一段过程中，他就说一些事情，当他在说的时候呢，事实上门徒信不信呢？
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus said something. Do the disciples believe in it?
事实上在门徒的经验里面，他们并没有相信的。
In the experience of the disciple, they don't necessarily believe in.
他们要一直等到事情成就了以后才相信，这个不叫做信的。
They don't believe until they see things fulfilled. And this is not faith.
当耶稣说你们到城里面去把那个驴子牵过来，那个人会让你牵过来，他们的心里面不是相信的，他们是半信半疑的。所以去的时候呢，就只好说，就是那种不知道他会不会让我把驴子牵过来那个态度。
When Jesus told them to go to the town to bring the colt back, they follow the instruction, but they don't fully believe in it. They're not sure whether the people will let them to bring the colt back.
什么叫做你们当信服神？也就是说，耶稣说你们到那里去，他就会让你驴子牵过来。这个时候你就相信了。不是等到那个时去了确实能够牵走才相信，这个叫做信服神的意思。
What is meant by have faith in God? When Jesus said that go to the town to bring the colt back, you should believe right then. It's not when after you have brought the colt back, then you believe.
当耶稣要骑上那个驴子的时候呢，门徒或许在那里很担心，等一下不知道耶稣要 被那个驴子摔到哪里，鼻青眼肿。等一下我们的领袖就给鼻青眼肿的样子进入耶路撒冷，那多难看啊。
When Jesus was going to ride on the colt, the disciples were probably worried about it. They weren't sure whether the colt will behave. And what if the colt caused Jesus to fall down from the colt? And that wouldn't be a nice scene.
当耶稣要进入城进入耶路撒冷的时候呢，有很多的人夹道在那里迎接他的时候，这些门徒心里面不应当在那里想到底这个是不是对的，到底这是不是有问题，因为他们应当相信上帝在撒加利亚的预言一定会应验的，所以看见这件事情呢是理所当然的事情。
When they marching toward Jerusalem, see all the crowds greeting them,they should believe in. They should not suspect that whether this is right or not, because the prophecy in Zechariah will be fulfilled.
当耶稣进入圣殿的时候，把那些桌子翻倒，把那些人赶出去的时候，你有没有想象过当时的门徒心里在怎么想？
When Jesus went to the temple court, overturned the tables and driving the animals out, kicked them out of the temple, What were the disciples thinking about at that time?
他们是不是很担心耶稣说，哎呀，怎么我们这样刚进来，你就在这边做这种这么强烈的动作，惹得大家感觉很不舒服，这样对吗？我们合理吗？我们应该是很客客气气的进来啊，你怎么做这种事情啊？
When in the temple court, when Jesus was doing all this, overturning the table, the disciple may be thinking that, is this right to do all this violent action to overturn the table and the kicking out the animals? Shouldn't we be very kind and gentle and then be nice to everybody?
当耶稣说这是我的殿的时候，你们当信服神。
When Jesus said, this is my house, then you should have faith in God.
当耶稣对着那个无花果树说，从今以后再也没有人吃你的果子的时候，在那个时候他们就要相信了。这个树已经是完了，这个树已经没有路可以，就是永远要枯死的。
When Jesus said said to the fig tree that nobody will ever eat fruit from you, they should believe right then, and the fig tree will wither.
也就是说，主一说话的时候，你就要相信了，不是说等到后来来印证才叫做相信。
As soon as Jesus said something, they should.Believe right then, not after when the what he said has fulfilled.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他有权柄。
Because he has authority.
上帝的旨意一定会成就的。
God's will will be fulfilled.
要让上帝的旨意成就呢，需要用权柄。
To fulfill God's will, you need authority.
所以上帝的旨意呢，在权柄当中一定会完完全全的实现出来。
So God's will be fulfilled and revealed.
所以基督徒的信呢，不是我们看到了事情成就了，我们才开始信，而是说因为神说了，我就信了。这个叫做我当信服神。
The Christian's faith should not be that you believe after things have happened. You should believe in what the Jesus have said.
所以当耶稣回答说你们当信服神的时候，事实上耶稣的心里面会这样想，我已经在人的身上，已经在动物的身上，已经在圣经的预言上，已经在圣殿的里面，已经在植物的身上，我已经显明了权柄，你应当看见这些，你就应当信服我。
When Jesus said that his authority has already been revealed in people, in the animal, in plant, in Bible, then you should have faith in God.
所以主耶稣要让这些门徒知道，你要信我所说的话呢，要信到什么程度呢？这二十三节说，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Verse 23, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him.
也就是说，你当信服神的态度呢，是这样的态度。
So this should be the attitude to have faith in God.
我不知道我们当中有没有任何一个基督徒曾经尝试过跑到一座山的面前说，我奉上帝的名叫你到海里面去，结果真的那山就不见了。
I don't know if anybody has the experience that you go to a mountain and then say that in the name of Jesus, throw yourself into the sea.
我想没有一个基督徒曾经做过这样的见证。
I don't think any Christian has done that.
那耶稣放在这里意思就是说，你信呢，要信到这样的程度，就这个意思。
And Jesus said that what he meant is that this should be the extent of your faith.
你的理智一定知道这个是不可能的，怎么可能叫一座山离开他就离开呢？
Your brain may tell you that this is impossible. How can you tell the mountain to move and it will move?
但是你对他的话，他说了，你就是只有这样的方法来相信，你才会经验到他的权柄怎么样成就。
And you just have to have faith in Jesus' word, and this is how you should have faith.And this is how you can experience the authority.
也就是说，耶稣对你说的那个话，他如果对你说话的时候，那个话就会成就的。
Whatever words that Jesus tells you, it will be fulfilled.
那个话是活的话。
The words are life.
所以当他都对他们说，你到那个村子里面把那个驴子牵过来，这就是活的话，就他就会一定就会成就的。
When he told the disciples to bring back the colt, his words are life, and it will be fulfilled.
所以接下来他说，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
这句圣经节呢，常常被一些人把它切一块出来来讲解这一节的圣经节。
This verse has sometimes been taken out of context and explained.
就会解释的这个搞不清楚方向的。
It's hard to understand.
真的吗？你凡是你祷告祈求，无论是什么，只要信是得到，你就一定得着吗？真的是这样子吗？
Is it really true that whatever you pray, you will receive it?
如果不是从耶稣整个的经文的里面来看的话，你会误解的、误导的。
If you don't see from the whole context, you could misunderstand it.
因为我们这个人啊的祷告跟祈求啊，都是为着什么呢？都是为着自己。
Because our prayer is all for ourselves.
但是耶稣在这里讲说，凡你们祷告祈求的，这个是为着什么？
But what Jesus said, whatever you ask for in prayer, what is it for?
这里告诉我们就是说，凡你们祷告祈求，是上帝对你所说的旨意的话，无论什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。
Well, this is referring to what the God has told you, and then you will receive it.
因为耶稣说，你们当信服神的事之前，他说了话了，所以你要信他已经说了话的那个话，那个话那件事情要成就之前呢，你要祷告的。
This is referring to the words that God has told you, and you must have faith in God.And when you pray, and then the words of the God will be fulfilled.
那就是说，当耶稣跟那个门徒说，你们到村子里面去，到那里去把那个驴子的主人会让你把驴子牵过来。这个时候，神已经说话了，但是这件事情还没有成就，所以这个门徒呢，就用什么，就祷告祈求的态度，主啊，你说的话一定会成就，给我信心，我要去牵那个驴子，他们一定会让我带得过来。是这件事情用祷告的心一直去到。把驴子牵过来，这个时候就得着了。
When Jesus said, "Go to the town and bring back the colt," they should pray because God has already said, and whatever He said that you will be able to bring back the colt, you should pray with and to be able to get things done. Then He will be able to bring the colt back.
所以就说，我们如果从主得到一句话，主的引导，他的旨意告诉我们，他要这样的带领我们的时候，我们知道方向了。但是这件事情还没有成就，这个从这里得到主的话，一直到成就这段时间，我们要怎样？要祷告祈求说，主啊，愿你的旨意成全，我愿意顺服在你的带领里面，只要你的旨意成全，这样的祷告呢，一定会得着的。
So whenever we get instruction from God, that Jesus is talking to us, and we need to pray that to have your words fulfilled, and so that we can get your will done. And then this is the only way that we can have the God's words fulfilled.
我现在举一个例子，如果说上帝说，我要差你到厄尔湾去。
There's an example. If God tell you that I'm going to send you to Irvine,
我在那里有我的工作要进行。
I have a job for you there.
如果这句话你相信的话，你就可以来 Irvine.
If you believe in, and then you can go. If you have faith,
你到了 Irvine 以后，你需要不需要整天在那里担心有没有工作呢？
Do you need to worry all day long? Do you have a work to do in Irvine?
如果他说我要让你在厄尔湾以你的家来为我做见证，你需要担心你们夫妻的关系、你们孩子的关系吗？
When God tell you that I want you to go to Irvine to be my witness, do you need to worry about your job? Do you need to worry about your family relationship?
因为他已经如果是这样对我说的话，我就敢来了。
Because God has already told you, you should have faith and you should go.
所以他给了这个话以后，我就抓着这个话呢，我就祷告祈求说，主啊，你要差我到这里来，你有你的目的在这里，我愿意你的旨意成全。
When you hear the words from God, then you should pray to have God's will fulfilled, because that He already told you to go somewhere, you should pray to have His will fulfilled.
这个时候你就会经验到他的权柄跟能力呢，就会在这些其他这些 你平常大家都很重要的那些事情上，上帝就会为你预备。
This is how you can experience that God will prepare everything for you on important things.
这样的时候你就享受到上帝这个绝对的权柄。
This is how you can enjoy God's authority.
我们的次序反过来，我们先问我自己要什么。
We got it all reversed. We asked for what we want to have.
所以我们日子就弄得非常的复杂，非常的疲惫，非常的劳累。
So we made it very difficult for us.
我们在生活当中并没有真正享受到上帝的权柄跟能力。
We didn't really enjoy the authority and power from God.
所以我们祷告祈求都是祷告我自己想要的。
What we have been praying is what we want to get.
次序上一错误以后，你就发现能力临不到我们的身上。
When we got the order reversed, then we know that we don't really experience the power of God.
弟兄姐妹，如果上帝真的差你到厄万来，厄万这个地方很难买到好的房子。
Brother and sister, if God really sent you to Irvine, you know it's very difficult to buy a house in Irvine.
但是如果上帝对你说，我要你到厄万去，你就可以理直气壮的跟他要房子的。
If God tells you to go to Irvine, then you can ask for a house from God.
他的权柄跟能力就会在这件事情上让你经验得到。
His power will let you experience, his words will be fulfilled.
这个信仰就变成太真实了。
This faith will become real.
所以主耶稣在马太福音讲得很清楚，你们若先求他的国和他的义。
In Matthew, you need to pray for the result. And not
you need to seek for his kingdom and righteousness first. Then, 然后呢，其他这些事情都会加给你。Then he will provide all the things that you people ask for. 就很简单的，就不复杂了。你的里面就带了满有平安跟喜乐。
This is the only way you can make it simple and not complicated. Then you will be full of joy.
因为神的能力临到你了，因为这里有一个人愿意顺服他的旨意。
Because you are obedient to God, to obedient to His will, then His power will be, His authority will be revealed upon you.
但是耶稣在这里要告诉我们，有一件事情，这个能力会临不到，就是没有办法完全的在你身上显明出来的事情。
It's one thing that it may not be able to reveal upon you.
你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
这里讲到就是说，上帝的能力跟权柄呢，我愿意顺服，我愿意把自己交托。我在祷告祈求的时候，等候神的能力显明的这个过程当中，有一件事情会拦阻神的权柄跟能力从你的身上出来。
Is while you waiting for God's will to be fulfilled, there's something that's the only one thing that can stop the God's will to be fulfilled.
也就是说，上帝的能力到了这里边就出不来了。这件事情是什么呢？就是你的里面呢，怀恨别人，那个人得罪你，但是你还是不肯原谅他。
The only thing that can stop God's will to be fulfilled is if you hold grudges against people and you don't forgive people.
我自己的经验就告诉我是真实的。
My own experience tells me this is real.
如果我当中有哪一位得罪我，我不肯饶恕他的时候，我发现我在传神的道的时候，我就发现有拦阻的，那个神的能力出不来的。
When I hold grudges against some people and I wouldn't forgive them,I experienced that when I spread the gospel, I run into hurdles I couldn't overcome.
所以在这里耶稣已经告诉我们说，你们当信服神，我已经在人的身上，在动物的身上，在圣经上，在圣殿里，在植物的，这些都显明我有权柄，而且我的权柄能够贯彻的。
God has already shownHis authority and is revealed upon people in the Bible, on the animal and plant.
所以这样的话，我们就知道说，真的上帝的权柄，他来告诉我们说，这个权柄怎么临到我们这个人的身上。
This God has shown how his authority is revealed upon us.
好，我们接下来看二十七节，他们又来到耶路撒冷，耶稣在殿里行走的时候，祭司长和文士并长老进前来。
Verse 27, they arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him.
问他说，你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？
By what authority are you doing these things, they ask, and who gave you authority to do this?
所以这个祭司长这些都是掌权的人啊。他就看出来耶稣的身上有权柄出来。
All these priests, they're the ones who have power. They can see the power from God, from Jesus.
所以他们想要问那个权柄是存在的，但是不知道从哪里来。他们想要知道 来源。
So they want to know where this authority is coming from.
耶稣对他们说，我要问你们一句话，你们回答我，我就告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事。
Jesus replied, I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I'm doing these things.
约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，是从人间来的呢？你们可以回答我。
John's baptism, was it from heaven or from man? Tell me.
他们彼此商议说，我们若说从天上来，他必说这样，你们为什么不信他呢？
They discussed it among themselves and said, If we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him?
若说从人间来，却又怕百姓，因为众人争以约翰为先知。
But if we say from man, they fear the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet.
于是回答耶稣说，我们不知道。耶稣说，我也不告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事。
So they answered Jesus, we don't know. Jesus said, neither will I tell you by what authority I'm doing these things.
所以这里有一群人呢，他们对耶稣的权柄呢，是用一种试探、玩弄、轻忽的态度。
So all these people, they're kind of testing Jesus' authority, and they're belittling Jesus' authority. That's the attitude they have toward Jesus' authority.
这个权柄是绝对的权柄。
Jesus' authority is absolute.
所以抗拒主权柄的最后，仍然要在地狱的里面面对这个绝对的权柄。
For those who resist Jesus' authority, they will still have to face this same authority in hell.
这里不以个人的意志为转移的。
It should not be based on one's own will.
你现在面对他，顺服他，或者拒绝他，你还是要面对他。
You can be obedient to him now, or you refuse him and still have to face his authority later.
我们已经看到耶稣的权柄在刚才所提的那五件事情上面。
We can see Jesus' authority in those five things we discussed.
在人的身上，我们看见他说要把那个驴子拿过来，那些人立刻就让他拿去。
On the people, we saw that they want to get the coat, and those people let them take the coat.
所以这样同样的一个权柄，如果临到我们身上，耶稣在你在我的身上，他有没有主权呢？
If the same authority reveal upon us, does Jesus have authority over us?
Lordship.
Does he have lordship over us?
第二个，他在驴子的身上，他要使用他，他就被他。就让接受他的使用，所以耶稣在你的身上，他也没有使用权呢。
So the second example is the animal. Does Jesus have the right to use the animal?
第三个，耶稣的权柄可以在圣经上面，在圣经的预言上面，句句都会成全的。
And the third example is the prophecy in the Bible will be fulfilled.
所以在这里一成全了以后，这些人正式的真理。他们就敬拜上帝啊！他们有耶稣在我们身上有要求敬拜的权柄。
When they see the truth, then they have the right to worship.
他们高喊何善那，何善那，就是在向他敬拜。
They shouted Hosanna. That's how they worship God.
他的权柄在圣殿的上面也显明出来，所以 他在进入圣殿，他要洁净圣殿，他有一个洁净的权柄。
Well, his authority is also revealed upon the holy temple. So, in terms of the holy temple, he has a right of cleansing.
我们是圣灵的殿。
It's a holy temple.
所以他可以在我们里面有洁净的权柄。
Because it's the temple of Holy Spirit, he has the right to of cleansing.
最后，在植物在无花果树的上面，他对无花果他有要求。这个无花果必须要长出果子来。
Finally, for the plant, he has a right to demand the fig tree to grow fruit.
所以主在我们的身上，他有要求的。他说：“我来了，是叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
So Jesus has a right to want us to grow. He wants us to grow abundantly.
所以他在我们的身上，他有要求。在我们身上必须要有生命的收获。
He wants to harvest a real life in us.
所以我们认识了，如果我们接受了信服了这个绝对的权柄的时候，事实上我们日子是充满了喜乐跟平安的。
When we have faith in this absolute authority, then our life will be joy and happy.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.